earth, and sky.
I think most importantly, I've learned how well nature does nanotechnology. It's just phenomenal because we've been trying to mimic this system, and you know, we're not all that close to how these microorganisms have done it.
Welcome to Earth Skies, Chronicles of a Science Experiment, Episode 10. This season, we've been following Aaron Strickland, a postdoctoral chemist at Cornell University. His research project is in nanotechnology, the science of the very small. In this final episode of this series, Aaron tells us about what he's accomplished and what lies ahead for his two-year science experiment. He's shown signs of success in synthesizing a sugar molecule based on the way nature does it, with E. coli bacteria. But Aaron's experiment, as with all science, is a never-ending story of seeking and sharing new knowledge while learning from life's challenges. Aaron, welcome back to Chronicles of a Science Experiment.
Thanks, Jorge.
How does it feel as a scientist to reach this point, the end of the science experiment?
I feel about the same as when I started the project. I'm still excited about it. There's more work to do, so I'm not really at the end. For me, I'm at the end because my 2 years is up, and so I'm excited about next steps, but I'm currently still working on the project, so I have about the same level of excitement as I did when I first started this project.
Do you feel there was a definite beginning, middle, and end to your project, or was your experience different?
It boils down to the scientific process being sort of ongoing. Early on in this project, it was more of, Aaron learning about this new field of microbiology and self-assembly and how nature self-assembles its molecules together. And then, after learning, start developing some hypotheses, and then after doing that, design some experiments. And so all this new stuff got me really excited about the project. And then I guess there probably is a lull in the excitement. In the middle of things, there are some monotonous moments when you're trying to figure out the science and figure out the experiments that are going on. And so, in a sense, maybe there is this beginning, middle, and end, but the end is just, it just trails on because there's always, you know, new things that we can learn about our science. There's new directions that we can look at it from, and new hypotheses that we can generate and test. So I don't know that I've been a part of an ending project, and I may never be, and I guess it keeps me excited about the science.
For the benefit of people listening, in a nutshell, what have you done and what was accomplished?
Well, we, as a team in this academic research unit, we've studied the surface layer protein of bacterial cells. And we've, after looking at these bacterial cells from an electron microscope, we see this wonderful architecture and order to their surface, and we wanted to repeat this. And we did this by mimicking some of the underlying structure of this bacteria. And so I synthesize a molecule that sort of mimics this this underlying layer. And then we started to study how the bacteria might assemble this protein layer on the surface of its cell. And we've obtained some exciting data, data that tells us, or at least gives us an idea of how this process takes place. And now we're studying it further, and we're trying to sort of fine-tune our mimicking capabilities, for lack of a better word.
I can imagine that your understanding of nanotechnology has changed over the past 2 years of your experiment. Tell us more about that.
Well, I mean, first off, I've just learned more, so my understanding has changed. Before, when I would read papers in nanotechnology, my mind kind of sort of hand-waved around some of the complex ideas that now I've actually gotten to a little more understanding of, you know, this process of self-assembly. I think most importantly, I've learned how well nature does nanotechnology. It's just phenomenal because we've been trying to mimic this system, and, you know, we're not all that close to how these microorganisms have done it. So it's just incredible.
Tell us more about how what you're doing will fit into the bigger picture. How will other people use the knowledge you've gained in synthesizing the sugar molecule? And how does that fit into the bigger science picture?
Well, I think this sugar molecule can be used for other purposes, at least sort of the strategy that I used to make it. It can be used to study cancer, for example, for antibodies binding to sugars typically are often in cancer antigens or cancer signaling molecules, for example, where an antibody targets it. And perhaps, you know, our understanding of this S-layer assembly will help people understand assembly of other natural systems. So for example, viruses are incredibly complicated. And they're also not quite as complicated as a bacteria, but they also have this wonderful assembly mechanism that they use, or is what makes up their structure. So we've looked at that literature and other literatures of self-assembly and how nature does it to help us. So hopefully I think we've contributed in a way that people can look at once we publish this information, it will help other researchers.
Well, Aaron, we thank you for taking these past several months and sharing your experiences with us on your 2-year experiment in nanotechnology. What's the most important thing you want people to remember about the experiment we've been following?
Well, I guess I want to people to remember that despite maybe the way I sounded some days and the way I talked about some of the experimentation, I generally always was excited about the science. And I use an approach that other people use in going forward in the science. There are a lot of questions that I could not answer. And so I went to other researchers to help me answer these questions. I was not the only one in this project. There are probably, you know, at any given time, there were probably 7 or 8 people working on this project. So you only heard a small amount of what's going on in this bacterial S-layer assembly, because it's a very complex and interesting problem. I moved forward in this project by understanding what these other people were doing. I didn't have all the answers, and they certainly helped in that journey.
You've been listening to Episode 10 of Chronicles of a Science Experiment, the final episode of this series. Our thanks to Aaron Strickland, National Science Foundation Discovery Corps Fellow and Cornell University chemist. Carl Batt of Cornell created the concept for this program, which is made possible by the National Science Foundation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.